You're listening to Nova's podcast on Einstein's E equals mc squared. Here's physicist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What I like about E equals mc squared is not only its simplicity, but how many different environments in the universe the equation applies. It applies to what's going on inside of stars, inside of our own sun. It applies to what's going on in the center of the galaxy. It applies to what's going on in the vicinity of black holes. It applies to all the events that took place at the Big Bang. Our fundamental knowledge of the formation and evolution of the universe would be practically zero were it not for the existence and understanding of that equation. And as a recipe for converting matter into energy and back into matter, it's something that doesn't happen in your kitchen or in everyday life, because the energies required to make that happen fall far outside of anything that goes on in everyday life. Because, for example, visible light that you use to illuminate the page you read, you can calculate how much energy that light has. It's not enough to make any particles with. You need more energetic light than visible light, than ultraviolet. You got to get into X-rays. If you get a high enough energy X-rays passing by your room, spontaneously, unannounced, unprompted, unscripted, they will make electrons. The whole suite of particles you learn about, all of those can be manufactured simply by entering a pool of energy where that energy is above the mass threshold for that particle. We are fortunately not bathed in that level of energy, because we would first get sterilized, then it would mess with our DNA, and then we would die. Okay, so we should be glad we don't see E equals mc squared happening in front of us. It would be a dangerous environment indeed. There are places in the universe where this equation is unfolding moment by moment. How else do you think the universe could be as big as it is now, but start out with something smaller than a marble? E equals mc squared is cranking, converting matter into energy and back again. When you're energy, you don't have to take up much space. You get very small when you're pocket of energy. So I was once asked, what do I think is the greatest equation ever? There are a lot in the running, but I would have to put E equals mc squared at the top. If you sit back, look at the universe, and say, what equation holds all the cards? That would be E equals mc squared. That's all I got to say.
This interview is from pbs.org/nova. Watch Einstein's Big Idea on PBS Tuesday, October 11th.